Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cyber Monday. So good for me. Cyber Monday. All of the deals are online to see.
Surf's up, baby.
Oh, Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday. They will guarantee that Christmas morning it will be there under the tree. Cyber Monday. So good for me. Shopping naked all day long and no one can see.
Hey, watch out there.
Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday's working perfectly. Except when someone stole a package that was left for me.
Rotten porch pirates, you can't trust them. Thanks to the Bobby Mac semi-professional players for their musical treatment of Cyber Monday. Here we go, getting underway with the 5 o'clock follies. The most heavily commuted, and not just coincidentally, most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mac Electric Radio Program. Great to have you along. Hope you had a terrific Thanksgiving. And great to be back with you. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me and take part in the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. Some great football over the Thanksgiving weekend. I don't know if you had an opportunity to watch any of it, but the Alabama-Auburn Iron Bowl game is always a classic, and this year had a little something for everybody. Won a 100-yard interception return for a touchdown? Okay, fine. You want the ensuing next kickoff to be run back for a touchdown? Okay, we got that too. And then, of course, it came down to a field goal try at the end, tie it up, send it to overtime, and instead of going through, we got boink, and Auburn won. So that was a great game. Brady apparently having real trouble, despite the fact that the Patriots are 10-2. They got taken to the woodshed last night by Deshaun Watson and the Texans, and so it's going to be interesting. We're heading towards the playoffs, and of course, tomorrow we'll get the four teams that are in the college football playoff as well. So all that and more is on the way. In on the text line on the Bobby Mac Show. Hey, Bob, about the whole smart TV camera thing, I put tape over the camera on my Xbox, and it still recognizes me when I walk in the room. Not sure if there's another one hidden somewhere or what the heck is going on. Love your show from Bobby and TR. Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate that. Great reporting, Bob. We have two smart TVs. They are not connected to the internet. Oh, well, my iPad and my iPhone are listening in with regularity. Anyhow, so, yeah, there you go. Bobby, my wife and I have had several instances recently where an ad for a product or products that we have not physically searched for on our phones showed up anyway, because we were talking about it around our phones. They are listening. Yeah, I jokingly opened the show today, being Cyber Monday, even before the intro, saying that I was slaving away over a hot microphone and computer terminal. Oops! Look there! 50% off on golf balls today. And sure enough, I went to to my private email address, and what's the first thing in there? 50% off on golf balls today. So, yeah, they know all about us. Hey, Bobby, you know the real reason why when Epstein was first charged there in Miami, they let him out of jail every day? They didn't want to have him hanging around all day. Bobby, with the current ban on investigating 2020 candidates, Tara and Lee theorized this morning that Jeffrey Epstein would still be alive if he had just announced he was a Democrat candidate for the presidency. Yeah, could be. Bobby, Lisa Page, with her big self-serving I'm a victim interview with the Daily Beast, she is obviously suffering from PTSD, post-traumatic stress, struck disorder. Yeah, or it could be that Lisa Page, she is right there, Lisa Page is suffering from PTSD, post-Trump stress disorder. I think that catches me. Oops, sorry, I almost caught up with the text line until these quickly popped in. Bobby Mac, isn't there antivirus software on your modem? Yeah, we have antivirus software, but of course, you know, Peggy is working diligently right now in some stan or some crane or some Slavia somewhere. Peggy is diligently hammering away at the keyboard trying to get in even as we speak. Bobby, oh yeah, that's right. Playoff teams will be next Tuesday. That's right. They announce the Final Four playoff teams next Tuesday. The selection board does that. Lee was playing a soundbite from Mayor Pete. Mayor Pete Beetlejuice. He is down here campaigning in the Palmetto State. Did I mention the other day, Moneypenny, the net worth of all the Democrat candidates? You know, it's funny. It bears repeating, I think. They constantly talk about railing against Wall Street, against white supremacy, against billionaires, and yet look at the top contenders for the Democrat presidential nomination. And you're talking about a bunch of old white people who are worth a bunch of money, who, by the way, many of whom never held a job in the private sector. Which begs the question, you go to Congress, now the salary is, what, $174,000 a year? I think when Joe Biden started in Congress, in the Senate, the salary was, if memory serves, salary was something like $50,000 a year. Here's what some of these people are worth. Here's their net worth. And one of the financial websites put this together, so I think it has some validity. Mayor Pete is the laggard in the bunch. He's only worth $100,000. Tulsi Gabbard, who, by the way, I saw a couple of billboards for between here and the beach. Good luck. Tulsi Gabbard is worth $500,000, the bulk of which is tied up in her $865,000 home in Washington, D.C., which is heavily mortgaged, by the way. Mr. Yang is worth $1 million. Spartacus, Cory Booker, $1.5 million. The top commie socialist of them all, crazy commie Uncle Bernie, is worth $2.5 million and has three homes. Okay. And keeps telling us how bad capitalism is. Kamala Harris is worth $6 million. No, I don't know how she made it. Creepy Uncle Joe is worth $9 million that we know of. Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, Princess Hiawatha, she's worth $12 million. She taught at Harvard. She was a consultant as well. She's worth $12 million. Tom Steyer is worth $1.6 billion. He made his money advising people on investments in the market. One of the items that he pushed during that time was fossil fuels. And now he wants to save the planet. He's trying to make amends, I guess. On the other hand, President Trump, worth $3.1 billion. Now, of course, the real big money guy in there now is Michael Doomberg. He's worth, I don't know, $20, $30 billion, something like that. Quick break here and then be right back with more. And when we come back, Google and YouTube taking advantage again of their power to try and hamstring the Trump reelect campaign. Tell you about that next. Quarter after five here on the Bobby Mack Show on Cyber Monday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, yeah. Great to have you along, the Cyber Monday edition, the Bobby Mack Show. Amazing true facts coming along here in minutes as well. In on the text line, Bobby, most of Hiawatha Elizabeth Warren's fortune came from working as a corporate lawyer for several large corporations. But certainly nobody on Wall Street, right? That would be against her principles. Yeah, what principles? Bobby, would you bet Creepy Joe is only worth $9 million or that he just hides it well? Yeah. Was that a rhetorical question? I'm treating it like it's one. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get this right yet. Bobby, playoff teams for the college football playoffs announced Sunday, not Tuesday. That's right, I forgot. They wait until after the conference championship games. You know, our Tar Heels are going bowling, Moneypenny. Yeah, finished 6-6, beat the Wolfpack on Saturday. They were down 10-3 at the half and then came back and poured it on and won like 38-10. So a big improvement over 2-9 and whatever they were before that. Yeah, congratulations to Coach Mack Brown, doing a great job. Correction on when the teams are announced. Bobby, just want to give a shout-out to one of your sponsors, Battery Specialist. Last Monday, I needed a car battery. All the big-name car parts places wanted $129 to $139 for a five-year battery with 2 years covered 100%. Then I remembered their ad that you had done on WORD, called and talked to Johnny, then went down there, got a brand-new 75-month battery with 2 years covered 100% installed for $81.50. Yay, Battery Specialist. Thought you should know. That's right. They buy directly from the manufacturer, so they don't mark them up as much. You save money. Now, Bobby, millionaires who later become politicians, I find substantially less worrisome than politicians who later become millionaires. Yeah, what's Pelosi and her husband worth? North of $100 million? Bobby, I could give you tons of examples of what I'm talking about in my house shows up on pop-up ads. Yeah, you bet. Bobby, my brother-in-law and I were talking about angle iron. I didn't even have my phone on, but still I was getting ads on my Facebook page. Bobby, college football playoffs announced after conference championship games. Is Harbaugh going to keep his job at Michigan? Is Muschamp going to keep his job in Columbia? Bobby, I wish people would stop referring to the BCS top four teams as a playoff. Reminds me of the former coach of the Colts. Playoffs? Playoffs? If the games begin as semifinals, it's not a playoff. Call it what it is, a beauty contest. There you go. Bobby, since the arrival of Brady and Belichick, the Patriots rarely lose twice to a team during the same season. And that catches me up with the text line and brings me to the point in the program where we bring in Gary Goodvoice for today's edition of...
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing, Amazing, True, True Facts.
Well, of course, we are still in tryptophan recovery mood after Thanksgiving weekend. Tons of people going to their parents' houses for Thanksgiving. And, of course, they got to see all the weird stuff their parents have done to the place since their last visit. People on Twitter are now sharing pictures of the strangest things they found at their parents' house on Thanksgiving. Here are a few of the highlights. Number one, passive-aggressive framed art about bathroom etiquette. Like a sign that says, sprinkles are for cupcakes, not toilet seats. I like the one that was in the restroom at some sports bar. It said, we aim to please, you aim to please. Craft beads in a urine sample cup. Wow. Well, had to put them somewhere, and it was handy. A shrine to former Atlanta Braves baseball player Chipper Jones. Anybody see anything wrong with that? No. Edible strawberry body lotion. Don't think I'm going there. Make up your own joke. A calendar on the wall showing September 2006. Maybe time for a new calendar, I'm guessing. Rusted containers of spices from the mid-80s. Okay. Yeah, but they're still good, right? Mid-80s. You have anything weird happen over Thanksgiving, Moneypenny, or just the normal?
I can't say anything weird happened, but I knocked over one of the Christmas trees.
Nice.
I called it before it hit the ground.
You did?
And only four ornaments fell off of it.
Fumbo! When did you set up the Christmas trees? Over the Thanksgiving weekend?
Not my house. It was my in-laws' house.
Oh, I got you.
And they have three skinny trees in the dining room, and as I was sliding my chair under after the dinner,
right,
I knocked the middle one down.
Well,
which fell into the third one.
Look, it's after dinner. It's a tryptophan effect. It's not your fault.
It was the chair's fault. The chair did it. That's my story.
Bobby, on the text line, my favorite bathroom sign, batters with short bats, please stand closer to the plate. Okay. Speaking of which, when you use someone else's bathroom, do you ever look through their medicine cabinet to see what kind of stuff they have in there? New survey found 60% of us think it's totally fine to do that. Now, for me, this is, I don't think so. I know, that's Snoopy. That's just way too Snoopy. Researchers also looked at the bathroom products we're most likely to borrow or use while we're in somebody else's bathroom. Top 10 are shampoo. 51% said it's acceptable to use it. Number 2, toothpaste. Number 3, conditioner. Number 4, lotion. Followed by mouthwash, shaving cream, facial cleanser, moisturizer, toner, and under-eye cream.
That's why you put all the, quote, fun products in the extra bathroom.
Please, keep them out of here. Now, I don't know about this. Hollywood Reporter put together a list of the 10 best TV shows of the decade. Somehow, sadly, they didn't include the critically acclaimed Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. I don't know how they missed that one. Now, you tell me about this top 10 list. Number 1 on their list, Parks and Recreation. What? Number 2, Rectify on Sundance TV. I never heard of it. 3rd on the list is Mad Men, and 4th is Breaking Bad. You put Breaking Bad first and Mad Men second, I got no problem. 30 for 30, the movie series on ESPN, that's in up there. BoJack Horseman on Netflix. BoJack Horseman on Netflix. Halt and Catch Fire on AMC. The Leftovers on HBO. Atlanta on FX. And Better Things on FX. All righty then. That's their list. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie is out not feeling well today, and Lee is doing double duty and ably filling in, manning up in the news center. And I'm right back on the other side here on the Bobby Mac Show on Cyber Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. It's great to have you along here on Cyber Monday on the Bobby Mac Show. Let me quickly catch up with the text line 71307. Bobby, Parks and Recreation was a pretty good show. One of the most amusing themes was rugged anti-government individualist Ron Swanson, who worked for the city government, and his friendship with Amy Poehler's character, who was a lefty bureaucrat. They had a great cast of quirky characters. Bobby, I know my phone is spying on me. I was shopping at Belk's for some clothing. At the checkout, I sampled a new fragrance, Idol. I remarked that I liked it. Sure enough, in a few minutes, ads for the perfume appeared on my phone. There you go. Hey, Bobby, they left out Hogan's Heroes. How can a sitcom about a Nazi concentration camp not be in the top 10? Yeah, good question. Well, POW camp, actually. Bobby, you mean Cop Rock didn't make the list? Yeah, that was, how did that show ever get green-lighted? Well, because the guy that did Hill Street Blues was behind it. And they figured, well, the guy had one hit. What the heck? Let's give it a try. Good luck. Now, Bobby, even with an overall winning record, Harbaugh just can't find a way to beat Ohio State. Case closed. You know, we often hear that business, you know, well, you got to wait till he's got his own players in there. You know, otherwise he's playing with the previous coach's players and you can't expect him to do much. Well, Harbaugh's got all his own players in there. And I'm sorry, you know, for Big Blue, but they're obviously not as good as the players Ohio State are getting, are they? Speaking of football, Texas, they had, 7-4, I think, this year. They cleaned house today with coaches. Similar to what happened in Columbia. After USC's worst season since 2015, head coach Will Muschamp made substantial changes to his coaching staff yesterday. Offensive coordinator Brian McClendon demoted back to wide receivers coach. He had been the OC the last two seasons. Quarterbacks coach Dan Werner and strength and conditioning coordinator Jeff Dillman were also fired. According to a source, USC communicated the firing to Dillman Saturday before the Clemson game. That was great timing. Hey, by the way, you know, you're doing a great job as a conditioning coordinator, but even though we're going into our last game of the season, you're not going to be back. Gamecocks took a major step back on offense. One reason, of course, may have been that Jake Bentley, their quarterback, was injured, first game of the season? Yeah, injured in the North Carolina game. First game of the season and required surgery and was out for the year. And he has announced that he's not coming back at South Carolina. He has one more year of eligibility. We'll see where he ends up landing. He's a nice young guy. I'm sure a lot of you probably remember when his dad, Bobby Bentley, was a coach at Burns, and Jake played quarterback for them and took him to state championships. Now, I mentioned before we went to the break, Google and YouTube added again. 60 Minutes found over 300 Trump ads have been taken down by Google and YouTube for what? Violating the company's policies. What is a company's policy? No conservative ads are allowed? The report notes the campaign videos generally ran over the summer, but were taken down by the companies after only a few days. Geez, amazing. Imagine how that happened. During an interview with 60 Minutes, the YouTube CEO, Susan Wojcicki, that's as close as I can get to it, was asked to respond to conservative critics who say YouTube discriminates against content creators with a conservative viewpoint. Well, first of all, she began, there are lots of very successful conservative creators on YouTube. Our systems, our algorithms, there we go, the algorithms again. They don't have any concept of understanding what's a Democrat, what's a Republican. Sure they don't. They don't have any concept of political bias built into them in any way. She said, also before offering swampland for sale at bargain prices, we do hear this criticism from all sides. Sure you do, Susan. We also have people who come from more liberal backgrounds who complain about discrimination. And so I think that no matter who you are, we're trying to enforce our policies in a consistent way for everybody. Mm-hmm. That's her story, and she's sticking to it. YouTube stumbled over their words to explain why the company demonetized conservative commentator and comedian Steven Crowder over the summer. Investigative journalist James O'Keefe has had several videos removed by YouTube over the years. In 2018, YouTube banned pro-gun groups from their platform. Plenty of more examples, but you get the gist. When a Google employee wrote a letter exposing the outrage mobs and witch hunts, his words, formed by the company's leftist employees who want Google to sever ties with right-leaning groups and individuals, Google fired the whistleblower. Earlier this year, Project Veritas, that's O'Keefe's outfit, exposed a Google executive who considers it her mission to prevent the next Trump situation, as she called it, from occurring. Elizabeth Warren and other Democrats feuding with another tech giant, Facebook, over its decision not to censor political ads. In a speech at Georgetown University in October, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg gave a strong defense of his company's decision not to censor political speech on its platform. I know many people disagree, but in general, I don't think it's right for a private company to censor politicians or the news in a democracy, Zuckerberg told the crowd. As a principle in a democracy, I believe people should decide what is credible, not tech companies. Thank you, Mark. By the way, if you'd stayed at Harvard for more than your freshman year, you wouldn't have been as rich as you are, but you would know that America is not a democracy. 5:45, quarter before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show, here on Cyber Monday, as we rumble our way to the break.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 5:51, 9 before 6. By the way, today's Boneheads in the News be on the way in the bonus hour coming up. What was that on the text line, Moneypenny? Saying that Saban has not had real good luck against Tigers recently?
Actually, it was on my personal Facebook. It says, in 2019, Bama has lost to the Clemson Tigers, the LSU Tigers, and the Auburn Tigers. I bet Nick Saban can't walk past a box of Frosted Flakes without starting to sweat now.
Yeah. I bet he sees Tony the Tiger and he goes,
"Don't!"
That's great.
Get him away from me. In on the text line, Bobby, I love my favorite tacos. Thank you. I'm one of them. I'm one of your favorite tacos, along with Tara. Whole crew, we're all your favorite tacos. I don't know why Victor, the voice guy, when he did that promo, just the way he says talk hosts instead of, you know, like talk hosts. There's not a line of demarcation in there, so it comes out sounding like we're your favorite tacos. Bobby, we don't consider it a rivalry anymore. Buckeye alum. Ooh, that stings. Well, maybe this explains why. Bobby, I believe the Buckeyes have won 17 of the last 20 against Exigen. The streak began with Tressel right after a Exigen player was quoted. Was quoted as saying, "We don't consider it a rivalry anymore." Gotcha. Sorry, I started at the end rather than the beginning there. Sometimes that happens with texts. Bobby, pretty bad accident. Business 85 South, exit 3. First responders have not arrived yet. Thank you, Wazer, traffic spotter out there. Bobby, algorithms, my rear end. I use Gmail, a.k.a. Google, and all my Trump stuff goes to spam, even though I told it it wasn't spam. Spies, nasty spies, working in my head. Yeah, they're there. Bobby, I think it's important to mention at this point in the program, my flip phone doesn't listen to me. LOL. I'm headed there. I'm telling you. I am definitely headed there. Bobby, FYI, Ohio State has never beaten Clemson. Bobby, Big Blue did hand UNC their rear ends the other day in basketball. Yeah, but it wasn't as embarrassing as what happened to the Dukies. Lost on a buzzer beater to Stephen F. Austin.
So sad. So sad.
Heartbreaking. Heartbreaking loss. And my baby doll, Brenda, says, "Where is Stephen F. Austin?" I said, "Just from the name, I'm assuming they're in Texas." Okay. Now, it turns out there's a great story in here. It was either the kid that got the rebound. I guess it was a kid that made the layup that beat Duke in Durham, right? Where is he from? Somewhere in the Caribbean? I can't remember. Anyway, his home was totally destroyed by a hurricane. I mean, nothing left. And so they had a GoFundMe page to try and, you know, rebuild everything. And before he made the game-winning shot against Duke, there was like, I don't know, $3,000 or $4,000 in there. Now there's something like $100,000 in the GoFundMe page. Bobby, you think Muschamp is hoping if he fires enough coaches, they won't axe him? Well, and with a $19 million payout, yeah, he's got a little job security there. How do you get these jobs? Who is it who signs off on these contracts? What'd they pay Taggart at Florida State? He and his staff, something like $30 million? What university president and board of trustees sign off on a contract where you are rewarded with millions of dollars for failure? Bobby, I'm sorry that Jake Bentley's toe took him out of football. He should have used the same head and shoulders as Trevor Lawrence. gotcha. Bobby, ACC has more bowl-eligible teams than any other conference? How is that weak? Well, bowl-eligible is only 500, okay? Bobby, it's sad that more people are celebrating Bama's loss than Auburn's victory. I gotcha. They don't they have a new War Eagle too, or a young one that I think they flew for the first time this year at the Iron Bowl? Beautiful bird, beautiful bird. That was an incredible football game as well. Oh, Mayor Pete Beetlejuice. Lee was talking earlier. He's campaigning here in South Carolina. Where was he? This is from Breitbart. Mayor Pete Buttigieg, whatever his name is, on Sunday listened and nodded approvingly without disputing a claim from Pastor William Barber that illegal immigrants from Mexico were merely reclaiming land from the United States. We call people illegal aliens. Why can't we just own in America that some of the people that are trying to come from Mexico here are coming back to land we stole? And the reason we took the land is because people wanted to keep their slaves. Some in the congregation applauded. Barber recounted that President Lincoln was against the Mexican-American War that resulted in the U.S. ending up with more territory. What? Has this guy never read a history book? And there's Mayor Pete nodding approvingly. Well, what else? See you back with the fourth and final, the bonus hour, on the way next here on the Bobby Mac Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.